This is the mission. Destroy the axis of evil. Low self-esteem, lack of knowledge, and loser mentality.
Finally! Finally!
Operation in progress. Securing perimeter.
Victory Unlimited, the soldier for higher thinking. We are at war! 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 I thought I told you!
Victory Unlimited!
The broadcast begins.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. The only show that's bold enough to tell you that when it comes to fighting for what you want, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. So let's get these tanks rolling with some questions. Hey, VU, what's up, man? I wanted to ask you about something that's been happening a lot lately that irks the hell out of me. Why is it that a lot of women who act like they were into you at the beginning wind up never calling or texting you back? Sounds to me like what we have here is not a failure to communicate, but a failure to understand what's being communicated. Because even though it might not look like it from your point of view, there's definitely some communication going on. You're just not realizing that the two of you are using two very different frequencies to deliver your messages. You see, you're speaking to her through your smartphone and she's speaking back to you through her silence. Or to put it another way, you're communicating by what you do, and she's communicating by what she's not doing, which would ideally be for her to just pick up her smartphone and text or call you back. But hey, she's not doing that, because unfortunately, soldier, a lot of guys out here meet women that seem really interested in them when they first met, but when they called and texted these same women later, these women never call or text them back. So if some of the rest of you out there listening today have had this happen to you before, at least take some cold comfort in knowing that you're not alone. As they say, there's nothing new under the sun. Or as I say, there are no new things. Just a lot of new people out here going through the same old things. Let me brief you on what's going on here. Understand that when some women act interested in you in the beginning, but totally flake out or go AWOL, go absent without leave on you immediately afterwards, it's usually because of one of five different reasons. Reason number one, she was never really interested in you. She was just having fun, selfishly feeding off the attention that you were giving her when you first met. And now that she's probably had enough of your attention, she really doesn't have a use for you anymore. Some women do this out of either just sheer conceit or low self-esteem. Number two, she already has a man in her life and you were just a tool, a device, an instrument she was using temporarily to try and fix a problem that she's probably been having with him. Here are some examples of what I'm talking about. You see, she might have been mad at him, or maybe they just had a fight. So she was flirting with you to make him jealous, to make herself feel better, or both. Number three, the third reason why a woman will sometimes seem interested in you from day one, but never call or text you back on day two, is because she might have just recently been dumped or kicked to the curb by some other guy. The saddest thing about this reason is that she might have even been a woman who was really interested in you, but she just liked the guy she just got dumped by better. Or she may not even like that dude better, but she just may still be so emotionally attached or strung out on that other guy that all it took for her to ignore your calls and texts was to get a call or text from him first. And that's what makes these rejection strikes hard as hell for a lot of guys to get over, because nothing tends to hurt worse than that lingering feeling of missed opportunity that a lot of guys get when stuff like this happens. But regardless, the best strategy to take when something like this happens is to keep it moving. That's right. Keep moving instead of let yourself keep brooding, soldier. Now, the fourth reason why you might suddenly find yourself out of there with a woman that you thought you were in there with is simply because she's dating other men. And when I say other men, I mean, it's usually a lot of other men. I mean, she's dated so many guys that she has to use an Excel spreadsheet, a Microsoft Outlook calendar, and some project management software just to keep up with the guys she's dating. Did I make my point clear enough about all the guys that a woman like this might be juggling? Yeah? Well, okay then. So I just wrap this reason up by saying that when a woman is dating a lot of other men at the same time she's dating you too, it naturally creates a barrier that stops you from really making a distinctive, consistent, or direct enough impact on her mentally, physically, or emotionally. The sheer number of guys trying to get at a woman like this just drives her to constant romantic distraction. So much so that even if she was interested in you, she'll probably be so spoiled for choice that in her mind, you never became a big enough part of her dating life to even merit a return text or call back. Or in other words, many women, especially the more attractive they are, have so many dating options that they just don't get around to giving some guys a chance, even if you'd actually be a good guy for her, because she'd never know, because she never has time to develop any kind of real interest in you, because you're always squeezed out or boxed out. And the fifth reason why you might find yourself going through this "she loves me, she loves me not" routine is because she simply just lost interest. That's right, troops. You see, for some women, unless you make a strong enough impression on them at the beginning, or even if you do make a great impression on them at the beginning, all it takes is for you to make one false move, make one dumb comment, or reveal just one unfavorable thing about yourself, and you can go from being the man to being a dead man in the blink of an eye. That's right. Even though a woman might be somewhat interested in you at first, because you have not had any time to establish any kind of real emotional connection or romantic beachhead with her, it's not unheard of for something you might do or say to just completely turn her off. But the hardcore truth of the matter is what I've already just hinted at. Usually, unless you suddenly say, do, or reveal something extremely distasteful or unattractive about yourself, most women will only lose interest in you this quick because all they really had in you in the first place was just marginal interest at best. And a woman with just so-so interest in you is never going to make a priority out of calling or texting you back. You got it? Okay, let's recap the five reasons why a particular woman won't call or text you back. Number one, she never was really interested in you in the first place. Number two, she already has a man in her life, and she was just temporarily using you for attention. Number three, she might have just got dumped by some guy, met you, and you thought you were in, but guess what? Now you're out, because his ass is back. Number four, she's already dating a lot of other dudes, and guess what? You're just one of many, nothing special. And number five, she suddenly lost interest in you because of something you said or did, or she found out something about you that was just a total deal breaker for her. But now that we've covered all that, let's talk tactics, guys. Let's talk about the strategy you should use to be that guy women not only call and text back, but be that guy that they call and text first. The good news is this: even though I gave you five reasons why some women you meet who seem interested in you at first will never call or text you back, you really only have to concentrate on accomplishing three objectives to turn the tides of this kind of battle in your favor. Number one, the number one way to be that guy that women call and text back. Or first is practice self-control and don't believe your own hype. What I mean by that is this: never, ever overestimate how into you that you think a woman is by just how great that first meeting was that you had with her. One meeting or one date alone does not give you a good indication of how well the two of you actually hit it off. You need a much larger sample size than that before you let your excitement get the best of you, soldier. One is not enough numbers for you to make the case that you're not confusing the passion that you might be feeling for her with just politeness that you might be getting back from her. Keep an eye on your emotions to make sure that you're not the only one feeling them, my man. Just like they say, time will tell, I say, tells come with time. All you poker players out there know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know that if you just sit across the table from somebody long enough, or sit across the table from them enough times, the better you might be able to figure out what they're really thinking based on how you see them acting over the course of that time. Remember this: learning to manage your expectations now will help you better control your reactions to how receptive she is to you later. The second way to increase your chances of becoming that guy that women always call or text back is to make a more lasting impression. But how do you do this? You can do this by spending as much time getting to know her in the beginning as is appropriate or as is advantageous to you. Unlike what some would advise, my many missions have proven to me that there's a benefit to spending more time with a woman on the first meeting than just being one of those guys who specialize in parachuting onto the scene, saying just enough to get a number and then disappearing into the crowd. No, let's not do that. You need to understand that women are just not as overpowered by a guy's looks as guys are by theirs. So your objective with every attractive woman that you meet is to be the most bold, composed, humorous, and charismatic you possible. In other words, what I'm telling you to do is this: treat meeting women more like holding a Pentagon press conference and less like a hostage extraction, son. And the third way to increase your chances of being the guy that women always want to keep the lines of communication open with is to keep meeting more women. That's right. You heard me. Learn a lesson from the attractive women who date a lot of guys example that I gave you earlier. Until you meet and enter into an exclusive relationship with the right woman for you, make it your mission to approach and make the acquaintance of as many single, attractive, eligible women as possible. Why? Because that'll also keep you more focused on the women who are continuously acting like they're interested in you and less distracted by the ones who are not. You understand what I'm saying to you? If you continue to use these three strategies, it's only a matter of time before you find a woman who will not only return your texts and calls, but you'll eventually meet one that'll actually have you writing back in to the Victory Unlimited show asking, "Hey, VU, man, how do I stop all these women from calling and texting me so damn much?"
Attention to every woman within the sound of my voice. You are listening to the Victory Unlimited show, the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world. So spread the word on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to all your sons, friends, boyfriends, and husbands. The headquarters for all the good guys out there who really want to better their lives is located at victoryunlimitedshow.com. Carry on.
Okay, it's been a while. I'm in the mood to take a call. But I, But I gotta warn you guys, last time I got a question off this voicemail line, it had so much cursing and colorful language in it that I couldn't even play it. And the funniest thing about it was that it wasn't even a dude like you would probably expect. It was a chick. But that rarely happens. So I believe we'll be okay today because I know I got a lot of first class sisters and brothers in arms who listen to this show. But speaking of class, you know, that kind of reminds me of an old Rodney Dangerfield joke where he says, "You want to know what real class is? Real class is when you're alone in a room and you fart and you go, 'Oh, excuse me.' Now that's real class." But anyway, I digress. So let's see what's up with this voicemail.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
Victory Unlimited.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission. We're on a.
Hey, be you. This is Rick. Where are you, man? We need you out here. I have a quick question. What does it take to attract a woman and keep her attracted to you? It's all about looks, right?
Whoa, Rick, your question was quick, but not quick enough to beat my propaganda alarm, so now we gotta let it ride out.
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy, propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
Okay, I hear this a lot. Okay, let's roll with this whole good looks thing. The quick answer is no. It's not all about looks for most of us. As men, we need more than good looks to attract women and keep them. Like I mentioned when I answered that question in the last segment, though there are exceptions to this rule, the rule in general says that women are not as overpowered by what we look like as we tend to be by what they look like. So erase that notion from your general understanding of how this whole man-woman attraction thing works, soldier. I hate to say it, but most women tend to be a little less one-dimensional as a lot of men. Now, as I break this down, I won't even talk about the whole importance of how money and or status factor into this usual man/woman attraction equation because I want to speak to the more personal characteristics that tend to make men attractive to women. And although, yes, looks is one WMS.
Weapon of mass seduction.
There are at least three others that come into play. That's right, troops. Today is your lucky day. Today is the day I'm going to give you what I like to call ammunition for attraction.
Ammunition for attraction.
So I want you to think of this as foundational intel, basic training on how to armor up to engage a woman that you're attracted to. Brace yourself, because as I've briefed you before on other missions, boys, the hardcore truth is this. People don't just look for reasons to date you. They look for reasons not to date you. There can be no denying that everyone, including you, is looking for very specific things in another person before they decide to get with them. As unfair and shallow as it may seem sometimes, unless you meet these narrow criteria that the person doing the picking has set, you are quickly disqualified. That's right. Getting the person you want to want you is a lot like interviewing for a much coveted job or throwing your hat in the ring to be elected to a political office, the preparation process is very, very similar. It's all about marketing. Marketing who you are to convince the person in the decision-making position that you are the best one for the job. You are, in effect, selling yourself. It's not just an old commercial. It's true that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. This is why the importance of putting your best self forward cannot be overstated. The irritating, aggravating part of all of this is that no matter what you know you have to offer the person you're pursuing on a deeper level, you'll never get an opportunity to show them if they reject what they see on the outside. Listen up. Nobody is ever eager to rip open a present that they feel is not attractively gift wrapped. You must make yourself as seductive as possible. You must be inviting. This is why it's not enough to just be yourself. You got to be the best you can be. You got to be yourself to the nth degree. Sure. It's possible to meet the love of your life by just letting them find you, but in-field research shows that for us as men, at least, it's better for us to determine what we want in a romantic partner. Go out and do our recon and then pull the trigger once we have our perfect target in sight. But if you're the type of guy who just absolutely refuses to go out and do your own targeting, then you can at least do your best to paint a target on yourself for Cupid's arrow to hit. So let's get into it. There are four things that I want to cover today that you have to have, because many women look for these things when they're deciding who they'd like to date. You must have the look, the confidence, the fire, and the focus. The look has absolutely nothing to do with who you are, but just how you appear. It is a very superficial criterion by which to judge someone, but it is a harsh fact of life, like I already mentioned. The look criteria doesn't necessarily have to be met by being stunningly handsome. Thankfully, attractiveness is such a subjective thing that there is a place for everyone on the sliding scale of fineness. No matter who you are, there is something physically attractive about you in the eyes of someone. Some women like small guys, some women like big guys. Some people like Jeeps and other people like sports cars. What is important here is to determine what features you have that are most attractive about you and learn how to exploit them. The better you take care of yourself through diet and exercise, the better you'll look. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. Wear clothes and hairstyles that complement you. Remember, what works for somebody else may not always work for you. It's always better to be a trendsetter than a fad follower. Develop your own look by mixing existing styles that flatter your overall physical appearance, man. Dressing to impress is really about impressing yourself first. Because having fashion fever where you're all over the place, that's just like coming down with a real fever. When you go too far and the fever breaks, you'll sometimes look in the mirror and you won't know who you are. People who are too trendy, a lot of times they wind up going to some ridiculous lengths to keep up with every trend. Because even when they're successful, they usually only succeed in looking just like everybody else. Thus, they still get lost in the shuffle. Your goal is to be an individualist who has a flair and a style that makes you stand out in any crowd.
The confidence.
Confidence is, how can I put this? Confidence is the engine that drives everybody's individual personality. Without confidence, it's impossible to be all you can be. Having confidence is the same as having assurance. Having confidence means that you have a strong belief in yourself and your abilities. Confidence comes from knowing who you are and being comfortable with that knowledge. Confidence is like the wind. Yeah. No one can actually see the wind, but everybody can see the effects of the wind. So it is with confidence. The way a person carries himself provides casual onlookers with enough information to determine whether or not he has confidence. Given a certain amount of exposures to you, people can always tell just as easily when you don't have it. Think about it this way. Does anybody ever have to tell you when the wind is not blowing? People can tell when you're having a crisis of confidence because even if you don't verbally put yourself down, you'll find a way to communicate your discomfort through fumbling and fidgeting and acting nervous or something like that. You ever notice that when you don't have confidence, people seem to be in a big hurry to get away from you? And the more conceited and insensitive the object of your affection is, the more mercilessly they'll dismiss you from their presence. In fact, it's disappointing how insensitive some people can be to someone who they already know would give the world just to be with them. Now, having said that, I'll also say this. Confidence is not something that comes easy for everybody. It's also area specific. For instance, it's possible to have great confidence in the way you look, but absolutely no confidence in the way you talk. The fact of the matter is, we gain confidence from remembering our past successes. We actually use that as a foundation on a subconscious level. It's built stone upon stone into a platform that enables us to elevate to new heights of accomplishment. The most important lessons that we can learn from the minds of people who are confident in certain areas is as follows. Focus on the areas you do feel confident about when you're trying to make a good impression. When you're trying to make a good impression on someone, focus on the areas of your life that you do feel confident about. This usually acts as a stress reliever in otherwise tense situations because you're drawing comfort from thoughts about yourself that you find pleasing. Now, the second recommendation that I give to you is simply fake it till you make it. Now, this may sound like a flimsy or weak strategy to use, but really it isn't. If you practice acting like you're the man, if you practice acting like you're the man long enough, eventually even you'll start to believe it. Remember, the initial way that people think about you is based mostly on the image that you choose to present to them.
The fire.
The fire is really just another word for enthusiasm. Enthusiasm and fire have a lot in common. They both are catching. But let me define it. Enthusiasm is a sense of zeal or passion about something. It's an attitude of intensity or of eager interest. You see, the fire is an inspiration that comes from within. It burns from inside out with a warmth and a glow that invites other people to come bask in it. The fire can only burn brightly when it burns from the heart. Whether it's dating or mating, when your heart isn't in it, the other person is going to be able to tell. Everything you do should be done with enthusiasm. If you have no enthusiasm about dating someone, it'll show up immediately. Never forget that not only is enthusiasm catching, but so is boredom. You know when the woman that you're out with has felt your fire, because sometimes if you pause for a moment, you start to see them becoming more enthusiastic in your presence too. But let's not get ridiculous though. It's unrealistic to think that it's possible for you to be on all the time. But it is within your power to be on enough of the time to avoid turning the woman off.
The focus.
Before I tell you about focus, let me ask you a question about focus and answer it honestly. How attentive are you when you're out on a date? Do you let the woman know that she's your primary target of attraction? Or do you have a habit of checking your watch and looking everywhere else in the room but at the lady sitting across from you? Or do you sit at the table with the girl you brought in but still keep your eyes on the door looking to see if somebody better comes in? Now, if any of these questions sound like some that you can answer yes to, then you may have a focus problem. You see, what you focus on tells you and the person you're with what you would really rather be doing. There's no denying it. If your attention is focused everywhere else,
but on your date, then you should question how attracted you really were to her in the first place. But let's see. Let's see if I can give you at least one out. Sometimes, though, maintaining your focus on the person you're with is a matter of practice. There had to be a reason why you wanted to date this woman in the first place, right? What you should do is remember what those reasons were and focus on them. Because I know we as men are visual, but focusing is still a skill that we need to master. We can't let a wandering eye one day cause us to be sitting up the next day wondering, hey, why doesn't that woman ever return my calls anymore? You may be pleasantly surprised to discover little qualities and nuances that that woman has that'll make you even more attracted to her. The power of focus will help you see the woman you're with more clearly. Because if that woman really does have what you're looking for in a lover and you fail to focus your attention on her, you will regret it because you wind up missing out. There's always a time in the dating process where one person wants to know that the other person is into them. Everybody likes the idea of knowing somebody is really into them. So if you want to receive attention from someone, the best chance you got of getting it is to know when and how to give it yourself. So those are the four pieces of ammunition that you should lock and load in order to make yourself more attractive to women. Again, they are the look, the confidence, the fire, and the focus. But here's one more piece of intel that you need to remember, and it's very, very important. The look, the confidence, the fire, and the focus, they're all intertwined. They all work together. Any one piece of this ammunition operating without the benefit of the others is usually rendered useless over time. If you have the look with no confidence, you're like a gun with no trigger. Also, if you have the fire without the focus, you're like a loose cannon with no target. But when all four of these pieces of ammunition are locked and loaded and working in unison, you are a lethal weapon.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.
Now, though, Rick, to answer that other question that you asked at the beginning of your call, to answer your question as to my whereabouts, where have I been? You see, sometimes when you're in a war to help men become better men today than they were yesterday, you have to go off the grid. You have to go incognito and take the battle underground. Until a more opportune time comes for you to emerge from the shadows with all guns blazing and all flags waving, to live, to fight another day. And that day was today.